is it, what? Lutini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jinky Vons and Sugar Dons, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steam the Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Reefers, Trench and Defense and E7, showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Jenga, Lensky for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chancing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's a Lahana car, 54, chasing diamond runners headed ice.
You're now listening to the Three Guys On podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Make sure to listen to it with a nice, pretty young bitch.
Hey. Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And we are Three Guys On. Damn, that's funky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funky. Look at the ugly face. The ugly face.
Headphones come off.
The ugly face. See, you fall from the sky. Let's get rich. What?
Oh, I just got an email.
What? This is it. What? Luchini falling from the sky. That's a meerkat. We're going to jump out. Thanks, you guys, for hanging in with us.
Thanks
we'll
for
see you
watching.
On the other side. That is Tim. That is Andy.
Oh, you see us.
They're mad
see
now.
You later,
they're mad now because they can't hear the music.
They'd have to put it on
the. Play the music. You listen to the podcast Monday. You'll hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. And it's funky. Listen to the podcast. We will see y'all later.
This is a Camp Low Bobby Shmurda mashup from DJ Needles. Nappy DJ Needles. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, still getting congrats. Still getting
you
some.
You're going to keep getting them. They're going to keep coming.
Because, man, these people have been so cool.
They're going to keep coming.
So cool.
Come on, everybody loves Tim.
Jason Weems just hit me up.
Mm-hmm. Tim just recorded his debut comedy album.
Yep. Just, and he is blowing
just
up emails.
I get all the notifications for, like, when people tag us on Twitter.
Nice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I get the Three Guys On account forwarded to my email.
Oof.
So we're getting a bunch of those next. We just got off Meerkat.
What? Luchini falling from the sky. I almost dropped my phone in my drink.
Are those videos for Meerkat recorded anywhere, or are they
we save them to a file.
You can save them.
I do.
On your phone?
I don't know where you get it. I don't even know.
They're on our mirror on our Meerkat thing, our Three Guys On Meerkat thing. They're in our library.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of them just sitting in the library.
So there's a server somewhere in Idaho.
Probably San Francisco, I think, is where they're at.
Huh.
That's where Prangley's at. Because you know her
she
works
in San Francisco?
For them.
I thought she was in L.A.
It's San Francisco, one of the Sands is where the office
San Diego?
Is.
San Diego?
Yeah, it's one of the Sands.
That's where I would
now,
put my
she's
office.
She's out of L.A., but one of the Sands. Okay. So I've watched her meerkat a couple times now. Like, they'll meerkat from, like, you know, they go to a party, you meerkat at the party, you do that kind of
stuff.
Hey,
we're just hanging out drinking.
Hey, it's your boy.
What does she do for them? She just sells a
go try to find people like us.
Oh, okay, I get that.
To get in.
Oh, I get that.
You know?
I understand.
Because her man works on that English guy's, no, I'm good.
All right.
Uh-huh. Works on that English guy's television show. Who is that English cat?
James Corden?
Yeah. I think he does his...
The late show?
He does his tech stuff or his internet stuff. But I think... That's what I think the deal is. You like my butterfly? I see.
Trying to raise a daughter.
Trying to raise a daughter. Here we go. Haven't done this in a long time.
Daughter.
Okay. Say hi.
She drew a butterfly.
Hi.
That girl's gonna get...
I drew a butterfly. I drew two butterflies. One yesterday and one today. Okay.
She's gonna get Bye. Bigger.
This is part of her 50 Days of Butterflies campaign.
Teeth are gonna fall out on the floor.
Every day she will draw a butterfly.
Teeth are everywhere, man.
To raise money for charity.
Go,
the
girl.
Tooth fairy is happy.
$5 a tooth?
$5.
Jeez.
$5 for a molar.
The molars haven't started falling yet, but all them front shits.
If you want to sing, I can give you some reverb, Tim.
Yeah?
We have a, yeah.
Oh, you have a, Tim has
Oh, that's right. No, I listened.
Along, has
oh, I didn't
listen. I heard the new shit.
I didn't hear.
There it is.
I've heard.
That's a little too much, but.
New sound of three guys on. Hello, hello, hello.
There you go.
That was me doing that. I'm just trying to raise a daughter. Her teeth are falling out.
Turn it down a bit. It was a little too much. Now that's more manageable. That
we're falling on the floor, falling on the bed. $5 for a molar.
Let me tell you how this girl understands the value of the $5. When's the last time you saw a child pull their own tooth out?
Oh, I did.
She was pulling her own teeth out.
So,
I did. You get loose, she just jerks them out.
It was loose, though, right? I mean, oh, she didn't just yank a, a good tooth out.
Well, it was one of those where, because I did it, too, for one of my teeth. I bit into an apple, and then
it just came out,
and I just pulled it out.
Yeah, one time I was eating an Astro Pop. Remember the Astro Pops? They were like that real
were they red
candy. They were
red,
like
white, and blue?
They look like a dildo with like they could be like red, light, but it could be red, white, and blue. And it was like hard taffy. And I was biting on it, and I opened my mouth, and my molar came out on the
on it.
Yeah,
didn't even hurt.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that was past tooth fairy time. Though.
Losing teeth, boy. Wow,
your time's coming.
I know. She's already got.
That'll be like $8 by then.
She already got jagged teeth coming in.
What's the inflation?
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried she's going to have to have
$5. Yeah,
set up an account for that shit.
By the time, I'm going to have to set up a 529 for that
30
shit.
30 teeth?
Her damn teeth.
I'm worried about that.
Set up a donate link on our website just for the tooth fairy fund.
I don't want to incentivize anything that she does. I just want her to just do it and just know that it's done. I'm not giving her money for teeth.
You're going to give her money.
Now her mom's going to give her money.
Exactly, which means you're going to give her money.
Well, see, I have
because
a different.
Once her mom starts giving her money, you're going to have to give her money.
She just won't stay with me when she's.
You're going to have to give her money, man.
I'm going to have to give her money. Yeah, you're right. Because she's going to have to stay with me at some point.
You're not. You're going
to
give her money.
I'm not going to be able to give the money to mom, and then the mom give her the. At some point, she's going to be like, Daddy, you need to step it out because mommy's on her gang.
You guys need to have like a joint account for the teeth.
For the teeth.
Yeah, so you can each pull money out of.
We're going to be doing some dentistry work to this kid.
Yeah, I'm
she's
worried.
She's going to need some braces.
I'm worried. I just found out my daughter wore braces a bit. My wife wore braces. She was like, "Oh, I wore braces for a lot." I was like, "What?"
You forgot.
All right, $4,000.
Forgot to tell me
because I didn't.
You didn't tell me.
I don't know. Felt like that Asian dude that got taken by the girl who had all the plastic surgery. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
she had teeth all fixed and the baby was all fucked up.
Fucked up. You're like, why?
Why is the baby ugly?
What
isn't it? She showed him that original picture. He was
ugly.
This is not my original fan.
Wait a minute.
I thought you knew that. Did
wait
I tell
a
you?
Minute.
I must have slipped my mind when I forgot to tell you I had $100,000 of plastic surgery.
I told you that, right?
Didn't I tell you that?
Women always, that's how they lie. They
I know
always,
I told you that.
I told you that.
I told you that.
Because they prey on the men are dumb thing. So it's like, oh, you probably just forgot because you're stupid, man.
Right.
Stupid man.
No. We're very, very smart.
That's why
we just don't pay attention to everything. we just don't pay attention a lot of times, and that is dumb to not pay attention to a woman.
I pay very close attention. Also, I have a very good memory, just in general. So you can't get shit past me.
Yeah,
but then
I don't pay attention.
Are you paying attention? In a positive manner, or are you paying attention like this bitch?
No,
shit by me.
No, it's not even that. It's just since if you have a good memory and you just notice everything. So I just I'm not paying attention with a motive, is what I'm saying. I just remember shit. But then what gets you in trouble is if you then don't remember something. It's like, what, are you trying to hide something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I just, I sometimes forget things.
I have a pretty good memory like that too, as far as what was said. And why things were said, I'm pretty good with that.
Right.
I think it comes from stand-up. Because to do stand-up, you have to have a decent memory. Unless you're Tim, then you can just...
Come there and wing it.
Yeah.
Horrible memory.
You don't have no memory. But most stand-ups, I feel, have pretty good memories.
I remember, all
terrible
kinds
memory.
Of... Also, I've never drank or gotten high or anything.
Yeah, that affects
I've never killed any brain cells.
Mr. Square Edge over here.
Yeah. Well, hey, I can remember stuff from 94, so...
Oh, good.
I remember stuff from when I was a baby.
I don't.
No?
No. My memory starts at about age four.
Because when mine starts from me being in a hospital, being in a hospital at four is my first earliest memories.
Four
and
or five.
Shitting on myself at some point.
Well, that's a traumatic experience.
As a toddler.
Is it?
Well, maybe not as a toddler. I guess.
I was riding a bike with training wheels on it and I shit on myself. I didn't have a diaper on. I remember that.
Wow.
I remember that. And then having meningitis. I distinctly remember all that.
Jesus.
I was four and then.
I think I was.
Spinal?
Yeah.
I was four and a half.
Yeah, I was very sick. I stayed in the hospital for like 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Well, I guess that's memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably got probably a lot of gifts, a lot of cards.
Yeah. A little bit. A lot of spinal taps.
A lot of
spinal taps.
Those don't hurt.
Oh, not at all.
Get away from them.
Spinal taps are easy, man.
Oh, I used to hate spinal meningitis when I was in the Army because they'll just shut down the whole post.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no joke.
Everybody starts getting tested. It's like, yeah, y'all, we all in the same damn room.
Yeah.
How about we go to our own rooms and just chill? Why the fuck y'all got us out here and
standing looking at each other like
standing
which
looking
one,
at
which
each
one's
other
got it?
No, somebody had it.
How yeah. do you get
so
it?
Because one person it's got just it, a, just they just a, thought everybody had
just
it.
Just a disease. I think I got it through mosquito bite. Or
bacteria.
Like that.
Is
our
it
house
how
was
spread?
Our neighborhood was built on an old swamp.
Okay.
So, and this is in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's how you got it. It lives in water. So if you swim in water that, like that standing water that doesn't move,
right?
If you swim in like that, like a fucking shit pond,
ugh.
You yeah. swimming in these
the
dirty
old shit
ponds,
pond, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, these dirty move. Ass ponds.
And you have like an open cut or something.
Yeah, that, you fuck around mm-hmm. and now you got meningitis because you was in this fucking pond
because
yeah.
you had to go swimming in a shit pond.
Yeah,
flesh eating viruses. That girl that went swimming in that thing and then she
yeah.
got that flesh eating.
Yeah,
that,
that's how that shit
virus.
Happened.
That amoeba that eats your brain.
Yeah, shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. because you want to swim in. If you're gonna swim in like a river, you learn this shit in Texas. You gotta swim in a river or something. You gotta swim in something that's moving.
Imagine your brain is just getting eaten.
Yeah. No, you're just you're
slowly
just, you're just steadily getting stupider and stupider. Just
I don't remember anything.
My brain did
steadily. You're starting to drool at some point.
Ever since I went swimming, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
I like, just shit myself.
You like, learn that pretty quick in
it's like
Texas.
Lamar Odom.
Fuck to fuck with only moving. Fuck with moving shit. Don't fuck with lakes.
Stagnant
and
water.
And if you do fuck with a lake, fuck with a big lake. Don't fuck with a little bitty pond.
Or you can just not go swimming.
That
creek.
A goddamn turtle lives in.
Another
don't
option.
Fuck with that.
I'm going to go swim with the crawfish.
Yeah, good luck.
Just don't get in that water.
Good luck.
Sit on the side and watch all those other white people swimming.
Tell us about your show yesterday, Tim. Y'all don't know, Tim recorded his CD.
Shows were good. Shows were fun.
Beer at
the big hunt.
Big hunt in the basement in the bowels
in the deep. A lot of help from people. It turned out pretty good. Sean hooked me up. Sean, you know, runs the shows.
Sean Joyce
in the area.
UndergroundComedyDC.com.
Yeah. People came out.
People came out. I think you sold out.
I was
both
worried
shows.
About it.
I think it sold out both
it was
shows.
Packed.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Packed out both shows.
He told me right before though. He told me at 6 when I was. Driving to the show, mm-hmm. like
because that's when you want to hear.
That's yeah.
So you feel
I want to hear it then.
Pressure
because
yeah.
I was worried about it yeah. until then. Like yeah, so you almost like this is the highest pre-sales for the first show, and then the second show you should be good too.
Breaking records.
I was like okay, thanks. Glad you told me.
We had a couple podcast fans
well,
there.
Yes, a couple podcast fans
a
came
few.
Through.
Yeah, yeah. Young lady and her boyfriend came through. Another
the guy we talked
there.
To
yes who came to our Three Guys On Show and I can't
yeah.
remember his name but I remember
his
face
the bigger guy
bigger dude remember
yeah.
he came to our Three Guys On Show
I saw him yeah. yeah
but when
yeah.
I said when I introduced you which I didn't think about I gave poor CD intros I should
have
thought about that
you
but
gotta have Herbie Gill to do
when I introduced
man.
You when I mentioned Three Guys On, like there were a couple other people that clapped or like that acknowledged that they are aware
yeah,
of
the
podcast
but, great
yeah,
man
yeah, so
yeah you gotta have Herbie Gill.
Herbie Gill does that CD.
He does that
man.
Announcement.
Man.
Put your hands together.
Your motherfucking hands.
No matter what you say about Blue Magic, that intro of Randolph is fire.
Well, that's a lot of CDs just
fire.
Fade in with the comic taking the stage.
Yeah, I'm probably going to
unless
that.
You've got Herbie
yeah,
seducing you.
Fire.
You, then do, you gotta, that
y'all need to give it up for Randolph Terrence.
Shit was
right motherfucking fire. Now.
Shit was
Herbie's
fire.
Got that that Michael Buffer thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized after the show, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Like,
I didn't either.
CD
I don't care
intro.
About
intro.
Yeah, CD intro.
Put your hands together for.
And now, boom, boom.
This is
coming
it.
To
what?
The stage.
Yeah. This yeah. shit was fire.
Yeah, Andy opened for me, and then he brought me up. And
Sean, the first show, trying to break a relationship up. He tried to.
Oh, you should have seen the second show.
The second show, yeah.
What are you doing?
You had, okay, the first show. The first show, Sean, because Sean does, since he runs 7 nights a week, he runs shows. So he used to host them all the time.
Yeah.
And at some point when you host every night, you're like, I hate my jokes. So you just start doing crowd work. And he's gotten good at that. So he was like, I said, can you go up and do a couple things so I can make sure all the recorders are on while you're talking?
Andy was doing audio, too.
Yeah, I want to make sure everything's recording. So so he said, yeah, I'll do like 5 minutes of crowd work. I said, great, perfect. So he went up on the early show, and there was a couple up front who he started talking to. He's like, yeah, he just said, okay, I'm going to do some crowd work. He announces it. I'm going to do some crowd work.
He's going to do some crowd work just like that. Hi, yeah. So what do you do?
Hey. I'm gonna do some crowd work.
There was
now.
A couple okay. up front who he started talking to, and they had come to a show there that he runs on their second date. And then he starts talking to them, and he starts trying to get them to talk shit about each other. Like, what do you hate most about her? Like he's trying to they bonded over going to his shows. He's now he's like talking
right
shit.
Now we're gonna break them apart.
Well, then the late show there was a couple same seats actually I think. They had been friends for like a long time, and then I think they had a little bit of a relationship for the last couple months. And the guy was like saying, "Yeah, I was friend zoned for a long time and all that." And then Sean starts trying to get her to acknowledge that she shouldn't have friend zoned him. And then the more he starts talking to the guy, he starts maybe realizing that the guy should have been friend zoned. So he starts talking shit about the guy to the girl. The guy had just broken through to the girl after 10 years. So I went on stage, I was like, give up the worst wingman ever. Sean Joyce just breaks people up.
Yeah, he breaks relationships down.
Yeah, maybe you should not fuck.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Maybe you were right the first time.
Yeah, she was trying to get his attention as I was walking up there. She was trying to get the guy's attention for something. She was sitting right next to him.
Yeah.
She was saying something intently to him. Like, what were you trying to...
This is why I didn't fuck you for 10 years.
See, this is what happens.
See, you didn't buy me a drink. You went and got your own drink. You went and got 4 shots and did them all.
All of them.
Classic story.
Yeah.
It was a great, man. It was a great recording. When I left, because I left... While you were on stage during the early show, I was like proud big brother. I was like, oh, he's up there doing it. You were doing it. So I was like, this
it's
is
fun,
gonna go,
man.
This is going to go just fine.
Yeah.
How many minutes did you do on the first one?
Oof. See, here's the thing. I was going to do 45 to do a and then do an hour on the second one. I guess there was a light.
He lit you late.
He lit me late. So I did 52 or something.
Yeah, you did 50? About 52 on the early.
On the early, and then I was going to do an hour on the second one, and I told him to light me at 50 and forgot.
He so lit you at 49.
He lit me at 49, yeah. And then I got off at 50,
one, two.
51. Yeah, so I did 50 on both.
That's fine.
Roughly so that's 50.
And you did some bits. The second show you did,
I did different
several
bits
that you didn't do on the first one.
Yeah, I tried to keep some of them different.
Yeah.
But, man, I did some new shit. I did a lot of new shit.
Yeah.
Slipped it in. But... all in all, I think it turned out pretty good. If everything video wise is going to be a hell because I had Sherwin videotape it. His company is called Sherwin Productions, and the problem with that is they use DSLRs. Don't record. What they do, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm going to get a little technical for you guys.
Welcome to Tech Talk on Three Guys on Podcast.
Steel cameras, DSLRs, they don't want to get the video camera title. So what they do is they say, okay, what's the standard for a quote-unquote video camera? Okay,
right.
It's 30 minutes of recording time. So what they do is they go, or 30 minutes or more of recording time. So what they do is they go, we're going to go 29 minutes, 59 seconds of recording time.
And then it cuts off.
There's still... steel cameras, you know,
yeah,
by
the classification,
standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you some can't of them record. Are less. They just stop recording.
They'll stop recording. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't stop that
so
from happening.
What
Why
happens?
Use them then?
Because they're smaller and Great. They don't cost as much, and Great really quality. Not a whole lot of people use. I mean, there are ways to send that signal to something that would record it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't have those. So what he had to do was what I'm going to have to do is when I edit it together, I'm going to have to put together the clips, which are about 30, and then make a video from that. Mm,
yeah.
Or a few videos from that.
And hope that the cutoff point isn't on a crucial moment in a joke, because they have to stop.
No,
and start recording again, right?
Well, the other thing is that there were four cameras.
Oh, so one of them caught.
One of them caught it.
Yeah.
One of them caught a line or that line or whatever. So there's going to be some editing going on. So I'm not going home for Christmas.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Making your DVD for Christmas.
I'm making my DVD for Christmas.
DVD for Christmas.
Just going to stay home and watch Narcos. And have you been watching Narcos?
I watched the first episode.
Woo!
And I fell asleep on it, but it's good. Woo. It made me like Pablo Escobar the first episode.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was liking Pablo Escobar.
Yo, that show, my man, my man. It's a good fucking show.
Yeah, but everybody says that.
But I've been doing... Like, I've been trying to stay away from shows because I've been trying to concentrate on my set
mm-hmm.
and shit like that, but I couldn't
But they
do
were
it.
Calling you?
They were calling me, man.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do, like, I don't know. When I did Mike's, like, getting ready, like, I felt like, okay, I'm just going to work on this block right now. I just felt loose. I just wanted to be loose. So when you did it, getting ready for yours, did you do, like, longer sets mm-hmm. and did you do like okay I'm going to do
Sean
this
again
20 minutes
Sean Joyce gave me 20 minute sets and I would do different 20 minute blocks on all during the week mm-hmm. on different of his shows he
yeah.
just let me do different 20 minute sets and then on our show I did a couple of 20 minute sets
mm-hmm. yeah on the Friday show
yeah
Friday shows
and then on right. Saturday I would just come in and do like I think I did like a couple of 7 minute sets
you think it was easier
So I knew how everything. I had an act, so I knew how everything.
Yeah,
went together.
That's what I was
going to
ask.
Figuring out what was the best stuff to do.
That was my thing too. Was figuring out. Okay, I'm going to take this out. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to burn most of it. Some of the new stuff I'm probably going to keep, but a lot of that, you know, burn popcorn is probably gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard complaints about burn popcorn.
What people have heard it multiple times.
Yeah.
We all have bits like that, though.
Too sweet.
That you yeah. just like to do.
Yeah, yeah, you just like to do because they're the ones that you started with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, people still laugh
they're
at
first
them.
Children. Yeah, of course people still. That's why they're the,
yeah,
they're the old standbys. Going,
but you just drop them.
Yeah.
I haven't done the shower joke in ages.
Shower joke.
You know, I don't do the herpes joke anymore.
The herpes joke.
Yeah.
I got a lot of bits I hate, so when I record. That's the balance, though, is...
Yeah, me too.
You got to do... you got to record something you like, and if it's old bits that you hate to do, you might not do them right.
Yeah.
So you got to have a little bit of both. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
I'm looking at recording maybe in the spring.
That's why I didn't want to do
March.
Any of my old stuff, and I said I'm just going to anything old that I think of, I'm just going to throw it in there
because
I don't want to do it this week or this leading up to it, and then
right.
hate it again, and I turned out I didn't do any of my old shit.
Yeah,
not a lot of it.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Hearing that joke, I didn't.
And I just got rid of everything.
Yeah,
like a lot of the older stuff, I haven't done
yeah.
anymore. I haven't done that airline joke in ages. Something like yeah. that. No need. I'm done. Done with those. Put them away.
Yeah,
I gotta write new ones. I was over at Jam and Java. you should have been here last week, man.
Should have been here, man.
Last week is packed.
It was packed,
like,
man.
It was so full in here.
You remember where last week and it was packed? Yeah, man.
It was not bad.
What's the population of Vienna? It was more than that number.
It was not bad.
No, but it just wasn't.
Like that. But that whole front, all the front tables were empty.
Oof.
It's a big comedy moat.
No one sits up front. People are afraid.
They don't,
you're going to talk to them.
You got
to
sit them.
And fuck with
Why?
Them. And they don't want to be the center of the... They don't want Sean Joyce breaking them up.
Yeah.
He's ruining it.
Where's that show? That
Friday nights, 10:30.
Every Friday
but
night?
But it starts at like 11 o'clock.
God
It's not every
I
week,
got
is
home.
It?
No.
No.
Man, I got home. It was so late. I had to get up this morning. It was so late.
Yeah, it starts late. And
it starts late and it's late, and then they want to talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, I hung out in the green room till like 3.
The comics. Like 3 in the morning. I don't want to be like, fuck you, you know, so yeah. Just answer questions.
I will quickly
probably the same exact questions they were asking you.
No, we were just hanging out.
Yeah.
We were just hanging out talking about whatever.
Asking me questions.
It wasn't just comedy talk. We were just hanging out.
It was all comedy talk.
It was some
you got referenced a lot, so a lot
yeah, we talked comedy a bit, but we also talked whatever.
Clint said the exact same thing. I'm like, I bet he did.
Well, okay. Then why are you talking to me? Yeah. Let me go.
Bringing it back
be
up.
Home. Yeah. Be home.
Leave me alone. Let me loose.
Did Clint ever say, "Boy, I'm tired"?
But it was a good time though.
Got to get out of here. Let me say something he didn't say. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though.
It's a good venue.
Good venue.
That's where Danny Ruye did his CD,
yeah.
Which is another potential place to record.
That's what you're thinking about, too?
Well, here's my situation. I have, because of some booking mix-ups and things, Magoobies has had to bump me a couple times now off of gigs. To make it up to me, they gave me a weekend in January and a weekend in March.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there twice in 2 months. And I think I might try to record every show and cobble together a CD out of there. If that doesn't work, then I'll just set up a recording like in March or April somewhere else. So that's my first attempt will be then.
Do you know who you're with? Who are you with?
January is with Kenny Rogerson, who I worked with there before. He's an old Boston guy.
Yeah, he's
been around forever. And then March is Rich Voss.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. You're not bringing Bonnie with him?
They headline Bonnie.
That's exactly
there.
what I asked because he always brings her. Yeah. But yeah, they headline.
She headlines
nice.
There. So
finally,
yeah,
she's had.
I featured
plenty
her
of stuff
when she was headlining there.
Yeah,
yeah.
She has
it's like her first one.
What does she have? She has 2 Comedy Central specials.
What about a 12-year-old kid to that show.
She had enough. She did what? Somebody
brought in an audience head with a 12-year-old kid.
Stimonium.
Stupid.
Stimonium, Maryland.
So stupid.
Canton.
When I was there was a guy with a Confederate flag hat on.
Oh, good for him.
Confederate baseball. Good. Confederate flag
How new, how crispy was the hat?
Very crispy. Very new. It was the whole hat was a Confederate flag. Not like the flag in the front.
Because
like
that might have been like the defiant purchase.
Yeah. So
like, well, fuck you, South Carolina. Because if it was an old flag, maybe he's had it since the 70s or some shit.
Fuck you, South Carolina.
He was young. He was in his 20s.
So he just bought that hat.
Yeah.
He went to a rest stop and bought that hat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Were you thinking about doing video for your...
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I think, see what happens a lot, and then not that there's any real chance of this, but a lot of times when people get like, let's say a Comedy Central special or whatever, they're doing bits that are from their CD that they put out maybe within the last year or two. But if they've already done a DVD, I think it eliminates that possibility. Not that I'm in the line to get a Comedy Central special, but if that something like that was to happen, I feel like the video, if I had a video already, it would eliminate the possibility of redoing some of those jokes. And if you're doing a half-hour special for Comedy Central, you're going to do hopefully the best set you can do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking more just audio CD at this point.
Yeah.
Well, let me know.
Yeah. So.
Well, it would just be for
but
you Goobies anyway.
Is easy. You can
put it out if you want, but I just
you just plug into their soundboard.
It's easy to, and then you can set up mics all over the room. It's a big room. So you can do a lot with the recording there. It's just a matter of how the crowd sound. And when you're featuring, when the crowd's not there to hear your CD recording, they don't respond to you the same.
Yeah.
So it's harder to do it unless you just get a couple hot crowds and you can, you know, cobble it together.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the pimp. If the pimp comes, you're going to have
the pimp,
show.
The old white dude?
The old pimp.
Magoobies has a regular who's an old white dude.
Old white pimp.
He's an old white pimp? For
old
real?
White dude. And he wears like white suits and shit. Yeah. He's a pimp.
With 2 bitches, generally.
He's always got 2 basically strippers in their 20s.
Good
with
for
them.
Him.
At least 2. And they often sit up front. And he's got this usually some kind of loud attention-getting outfit on.
Right.
He wants to be seen.
He wants to be seen.
And he actually enjoys it when the comics fuck with him because it gives him attention.
Yeah.
Well, he's a pimp.
He's a pimp. Yeah.
I've fucked with him a few times, and he loves it.
Like, yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, he's...
Old white pimp.
Dennis Hoff is my brother.
Mr. White Folks.
And by the way, he doesn't shy away from... acknowledging his job.
Yeah. His pimpology. He don't run from the pimpology.
The only thing I think of now is when I see
I've asked him if he could give his bitches permission to talk to me when I ask a question of the crowd. Like, and he's like, ah, ha, ha, and they're laughing. I'm like, okay, I just called you women bitches. So I guess you are a pimp.
I always think about taxes. Like, how do they, what are they? How do they wash the money?
See, they don't think about sex.
No, maybe they don't.
No.
But he's still around. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think the money gets washed.
It probably not. Physically
just
gets washed.
Just keep wads of cash around. Just keep wads of cash.
And the bank just doesn't see it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the suit's got to come from somewhere.
Keeping it in the house in a shoebox.
Are people making them? Just are people making the suits?
He's dropping cash just for the suits. It's probably
cash existence.
There's probably some stores that just like they have discretion. They're like, just give us cash. Yeah. We're not gonna report you to anyone.
A lot of stores like that. Suit Max, Suit Up, Suit City. There's a lot of, and something with suit in it. Suit Max, Suit City, suit, something like
suit
that.
Suit yourself.
Yeah.
Suit like it that. Up.
Interesting. Well, I was very pleased with the work that Tim put in. Did this work?
Work.
Did this work?
It was
fun, man. Paris Sachet, speaking about comics doing work. Do we have any emails before we?
Yeah, we got like 3 or 4
talk
emails.
About Paris.
Yeah.
How many you want to do?
Do we want to do?
We have one. Let me see. One or two, three.
Definitely talk about Paris.
No, I mean emails. We definitely want to talk about
four
Paris.
Four emails. We have 4 emails.
Let's do 2.
All right, we'll do 2. The first one is from Edel, Triple E.
Hey, Triple E. What's happening, man?
What's good, fellas? It's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
Dell, been far too long since I've written in. Oh shit! Hold on. I just clicked off of it. Here we go. Been far too long since I've written in. I let a whole new crop of new ass n words and n-ets just for you, Andy. Swag. Bum rushed the podcast without informing them of the pecking order. Yeah, Edel's been around since the beginning. Bitches leave. He says. But yeah, I packed up my shit. Got hitched.
Bitches leave.
And dipped from Alexandria out to the desert, Abu Dhabi.
Whoa.
For a couple of years. Stacking Arab chips.
Nice.
Paying off bills and getting my passport stamped up proper. No humble, all brag.
No humble, all brag.
All brag.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Bitches leave.
In all seriousness, with the 8-hour time difference I'm in now, staying current on the podcast feels way more natural when they go live. I'm already at my desk, ready to laugh, to keep from crying from all this crap I'm dealing with out here. Dave Chappelle and Trevor Noah came through last week. They were in D.C. last week.
Yeah.
And we'll be here into the next week.
For Eddie's thing.
But that shit's an hour north of me, so I'll probably miss it. I don't think many comedy acts come down here. No good ones anyway. Kind of kicking myself for not coming out to see you all perform before I left, but there was close to zero time to do anything except for pack, visit the folks, my ladies' folks, and sleep up until we were shipped off. But then again, I've never been good about leaving my house to come show my face / support to begin with. So, consistency, baby. That's right. You've been invited many times, Edo. Now we got to get booked in Abu Dhabi.
So he went with his wife?
Yeah, he got hitched.
Got hitched, man. Got married.
Oh, he got married and moved over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was doing
bitches
work over
leave.
There.
He said, I will go choke out a review for you all right quick, though. 3 years of funny for free. Thank you. Almost literally the least I could do for the fam.
Thank you, sir.
Good juju vibes out to the homie Tim for his first taping. Hope Andy crushes that opener and hope Randolph reaches new levels of stone face grilling everybody into behaving themselves.
Actually, I didn't have to. I thought I was going to have to mean mug some people. No,
it didn't happen.
Didn't have to.
They came in and enjoyed.
I was ready for heckles.
Yeah.
Woo.
Edel says a video y'all might be interested in. I fuck with the beat hard. Not a bad music induction, but that video. Okay, so we'll get to that in a minute. And another one, this has been floating around for a while now. Rapper Hopsin making fun of shitty rappers. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Saw that one.
Accidentally makes the dopest song in his entire catalog. Irony.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then he links those. And then, okay, let's get it. Top 5 black female celebrity list.
There we go.
That's the real reason.
Top 5.
We've been doing a
lot
of this lately.
Top 5 black female celebrities. Think about it.
The list.
Any era.
He said the list changes for me every 2 years,
Think
though.
Think about it. It's coming for you, brother.
Oh, I'm not going to be ready.
Think
he
about
said
it.
Taraji has been off time. And on. Okay. Janelle, too.
Who?
Janelle Monáe,
all right. Mm.
The rest are new. This is the first one I've ever made without a throwback to Lisa Bonet. I'm kind of in my feelings
That's
right now over it. Felicia Rashad got ousted for defending Pill Cosby. You're a milfy wet dream, but fuck that. You knew, Claire.
You knew. Claire, you knew, Claire.
She's the black female Joe Paterno, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You heard rumors.
Yeah.
You knew he was raping
you
people.
You were right there.
Rosario Dawson is a permanent honorable mention.
Does she get black? She's black.
She's Puerto Rican, man. She gets it.
That's black.
She's been it. Off and on the list since 95. Props to Ralph Cooper for trying to throw his wife in there to earn brownies. That's what Russ Green did,
stop
too.
Stop that bullshit,
smart
man.
Men.
Stop that bullshit.
Smart men.
And Edel says, I got married in June. My wife is sexy. She will never be on my list, LOL. I'm already around, up, in, and all through that. After she pops out a few clones for me, she might make honorable mention. Stay up, fellas. Much love from the UAE. And then he sent another email. Got married in May. My mistake. Ha ha ha. Off to a great start. Best husband of all time.
That's good.
And then he sent us a
you're
picture.
You're off and running.
He sent us a picture if it'll come
from
up.
The UAE?
No.
No, he sent us a gif.
This is a gif of Chappelle doing Dylon for the top
five. With a top five MCs.
So there
Dylon,
you go.
Dylon, 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 and Dylon. You're too close, man.
Think about it. Think about it. Too close, man. Yeah, think about your top five.
Then we got an email from Damien.
Before we go any further, shout out to wife of the podcast, Shannon. Happy birthday.
Shannon is the one who turned Edel on to our show.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Shannon is in Dallas doing it up.
It's her birthday?
Yep.
What you doing in Dallas? What you doing in Dallas, girl?
You know what she's doing.
What you doing in Dallas, girl?
Trying to meet Des Bryant.
Turning it up.
You know what's happening in Dallas.
You better watch it down there, girl. You're going to get a tan.
You know exactly what's happening in Dallas. Tan you can't get rid of.
You're going to get a tan down there, girl. You better watch it.
Damien sent us his top five.
Oh, here we go. Damien. That's all he emailed for, top five.
Basically.
Bring it.
And another thing, too. What's up, guys? Here's my top five black women. Jamie Broadnow from the Black Girl Nerds podcast.
I don't know her. Yeah. That sounds inside right. baseball right
yeah,
there.
That sounds
all right. Broadnow, Broadnow.
Ugh.
I don't know her. That sounds very
no,
inside baseball.
Neux. Sorry. It's B-R-O-
Jamie.
Can't be no girl we could get, man.
Broadnow, Broadneux. From the Black Girl Nerds podcast.
That's some inside baseball
yeah.
shit.
I'm you could probably just email her. And
I know.
Neux?
Neux. Yeah.
That sounds
Creole.
Creole. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if the nerd angle is part of the allure with her. The next one on his list, Lisa Bonet.
That's true.
I still think she looks better than her daughter, in my opinion. The next one's Zendaya.
Broadnax?
Zendaya. These little girls, man. Well, Zendaya's a child, but Lisa Bonet is not.
The next one is one we haven't really heard. My wife and kids era, Tisha Campbell.
Her?
I guess that's her. She's got nerd glasses on.
She's got
that could
nerd
be,
glasses
that could be
on.
A,
I mean, you
come
can't.
On,
that's,
man.
That's his top five, man. You can't. Okay.
Come on, man.
She might be
come
a listener
on,
now. Stop.
Man.
Stop. Stop.
But have you listened to the show?
I'm not saying, anything bad. I'm just saying this is
you're
what.
You're just implying bad. I ain't saying it.
I ain't saying nothing.
My wife and kids, Eric, Tisha her. Campbell, Google her in the maid outfit.
Past Martin? You jump right past Martin to my wife and kids.
Yeah, my wife and kids era, Tisha Campbell. And my goat, Josie Harris from the Fly Girls on In Living Color. If you don't remember her, she was the one with the braids.
The dark dancer with the braids. I remember her.
I can't picture her right now.
I remember her.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually preferred the Asian girl.
There's some curveballs in this list.
Jeez, buddy. Just throwing
didn't
shit
they
in
have,
there.
Like they had a white girl, an Asian girl.
White girl, Asian girl.
A couple black girls.
And like a Latin chick.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez.
Well, Jennifer, she was a Fly Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They had one of everything.
Yeah.
I also have a question about
Rosie
something
Perez
you said.
Perez was their choreographer.
In an old episode, you stated how in terms of desirable traits to find in a woman, you mentioned things like chicken cutting and blowjobs.
What?
We were talking about that.
We were talking about the chicken one a long time ago, and someone brought it up in an
chicken
email.
Chicken cutting? Did we say that?
Cut up a whole fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Cut up a whole chicken.
Yeah.
To be funny.
Yeah.
My question is, what is your thoughts about the apparent fact that a lot of the women who can do things like cook and do laundry nowadays tend to look like Candy Carson, Google her, while the ones who look like Kate Upton can't do shit besides be pretty? That's because they never
had because they
to.
Don't have to do
they
anything.
Don't have
they didn't
to
develop any other skills.
Yeah.
They never had to develop any other
why
skills.
Don't people
that's men's
get,
fault.
Why don't
that
people
their fault, by
get
the, way.
The social contract
yeah.
of what you do?
Yeah.
Meaning, if you're a pretty woman or a good-looking guy, You don't learn. You don't cook.
Yeah, there are things you just don't learn.
You don't cook shit.
Yeah,
that, you don't have to. No guy that, and I'm talking about ridiculously good looking people. I'm not talking about like girl next door or guy next door shit. I'm talking ridiculously. If you see them at the grocery store,
Tim just said seen them.
If you seen them at the grocery store and you want to throw your bags down or what your shopping cart down and just jump on the dick. Just gobble it. Just throw it in your mouth. And he can't cook.
No.
He's not going to be able to cook for you.
Why
not
would
a
he?
Home-cooked meal. He'll be able to cook okay.
Yeah.
He ain't going to make shit.
Putting no meal together.
He ain't putting no fucking meal together.
Yeah, he don't have to.
That's
never
not
had
how
to.
It works. So, pretty people just don't cook.
Don't
good.
Do that. They don't have to.
They don't have to do
every
shit like that.
Every now and then, there's an exception.
Yeah,
there's an exception, but they're still the ugliest people do the best shit.
Well, okay, but look at, well, you can't look at Food Network because you're going to put telegenic people on, like Giada, whatever her last name is.
De Laurentiis.
Yeah, she can cook.
Yeah.
And she's pretty.
And she's pretty.
She's got a gigantic but she's, head.
She has a gigantic head.
Very large head.
Yeah. That is big.
Very,
she,
huge
yeah.
head.
She looks very out of proportion.
Yeah.
And she's tiny otherwise.
She's looks like a little person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, how does her head get so big?
But they're TV people, so they're going to be other than Paula
she
Deen.
She carries it around.
Mm-hmm. More telegenic, usually.
Her like, neck doesn't have like stretch marks or anything in it either.
You think it would? No.
You think it'd have like varicose veins just flowing all the way through?
You think
it.
Her traps would be huge just holding Sheesh. Up that head all day?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But the Food Network has people who look good on TV because it's a TV network.
Most of them.
Like, you know, Bobby Flay's not a troll.
Not a no. troll, but not that good looking of a guy.
No, but I've heard women say they're into him.
Throw down because it's Bobby Flay.
He's got the
which doesn't hurt.
He's a successful man who can.
And also,
cook.
Women aren't really into looks that much
nah,
like we
not
are.
Like us.
Now, if a guy really
you
looks
see what
good,
we said
though,
about this girl on his top five but, list. I mean, yeah, this is how we do.
Yeah, but if a guy really looks good, though,
yeah, you probably can't.
How and funny. If you are into him for his looks,
yeah.
He can't do shit else.
How funny do you think Brad Pitt is?
How funny honestly. Do you think Brad Pitt is?
Honestly.
Now, I'm not saying will you laugh at his jokes because you want to fuck him.
Yeah.
And you're feeling
he's
lightheaded.
Yeah,
you're funny. Feeling lightheaded around him.
Brad
yeah. That's
so,
not what we mean.
So yeah. funny, Brad.
How funny are his tags?
Brad Pitt is? Yeah.
Does he have like strong premises that you can work off of? And, you know, does he paint a picture with his
how
words?
How funny is George Clooney?
How
well,
funny
reportedly,
is George Clooney?
George Clooney,
Clooney was
a,
not a good-looking dude, though, from the beginning.
But he's reportedly a... huge practical joker.
He had that big Jay Leno chin.
And
remember back when he was on Facts of Life? He wasn't
Facts
a good looking dude.
He grew
he
into
was just
it.
A guy.
He did grow into it.
You know, so if you come from that background, Brad Pitt's always looked like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Always. From
he,
when he was like young actor.
He wasn't the smartest
that.
Tool.
Yeah, he was a good looking dude.
Just a very good looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could play any role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet he can't cut up a chicken.
Nah.
Betty
Clooney can. I bet you Clooney can.
I bet he can't cut that chicken.
Clooney
up.
Can.
Then again,
probably.
Then don't be writing us. Here's a picture of Brad Pitt actually, with George Clooney cutting up a chicken. Yeah. You fucking assholes.
Brad Pitt's actually, he owns a restaurant chain.
You know what we mean.
Cut
can
chickens.
They put together a fucking five-course meal?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie can't cut up no
with
chicken.
With dessert. That bitch ain't cut up nothing.
But then, you know, what can happen up. Is you know, ugly people can be like, well, I can't cook, so I must be fucking hot.
Well, you should fucking you know? Kill yourself.
I can't.
You're ugly and you can't. Cook. You
therefore,
should kill yourself.
If you're here's the deal with pretty
when you can't
pretty people
you should kill yourself.
Here's the deal with pretty women especially. If
can't.
You're a really pretty woman, 8 million people have told you that.
Yeah,
because men are stupid. So any pretty girl, or if you have big titties, every dude has told you that you have big titties.
Yep.
You have a big ass.
Yep.
Every dude has told you that you have a big ass.
Yep. Yep.
So it's real easy to know. Don't be trying to read between the lines and shit. Stop trying to find virtue in yourself.
Yep.
But we
ugly,
got it.
You're ugly. You can't cook.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. LOL. Just kill yourself.
Or just learn to cook.
You're useless.
You
could
just
stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive.
There's a way to stay alive.
Nah, fuck
it's
that.
Not hard
kill
to
yourself.
Learn to cook.
We need you out the way.
It's not hard to learn to cook.
Out of the way. We need you out the way.
Not at all. You can go online and figure out how to cook anything.
Anything now.
Anything. Man, I was trying to make pizza sauce. No, not pizza sauce, spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
I saw it in a documentary or something, some hockey thing. And this guy's, I go to this local place to get spaghetti at this spaghetti and meatballs. This fucking spaghetti and meatballs look good as shit. That spaghetti and meatballs made me finish watching that stupid ass hockey documentary.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going to make me some motherfucking spaghetti and
I'm
meatballs.
I'm making chili tomorrow. I saw the meat in the... At the grocery store the other day, I was like,
it takes one thing. It takes one thing, man. It takes one thing. I'll be right here.
That big ground beef.
I'll be right here.
I'm about to make some chili on Sunday.
Go see the baby. Say, all right, see that. I'm going to make some chili on Sunday.
They going to a birthday party, too. I'm like, I'm going to sit up in here. I'm going to start this chili.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Sit on this couch.
When I stay home.
You come on through, man. I don't know if you
know. I'm planning. This year, I've planned to stay here.
Yeah,
this DVD, like whatever, I'm going to be editing that shit, but that's just something to do. I'm going to be doing all kind of shit when I'm here.
I got
to
go home.
Because people ain't going to be here.
The first time, we're going home.
Oof.
Christmas is on a Friday, too, so it lends itself to the weekend trip.
I'm not happy about that travel.
That's going to be hell.
We're
going to be hell. Y'all better leave on Wednesday.
Going for a specific reason. If it wasn't for this reason, we wouldn't be going.
Everything okay?
We wouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about
That's
going
to be.
We're going home, and then we're coming back. But that's the only.
How long are you staying?
I don't even know. The tickets have already been bought. By my mother-in-law, so I don't really know.
Are you going for just the weekend?
Just like 4 days, I think 4 or 5 days.
Christmas Eve is Thursday.
Bad. Yeah, so we'll probably leave on that Wednesday.
Not bad.
Wednesday to Sunday or whatever.
We'll get to San Antonio, bounce between my parents and my sister-in-law's place, bounce back and forth between that for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Probably going to have to rent a car.
Ugh.
Yeah, see?
4 days?
Yeah, 300. Yeah. No, I'm going to get the $19 a day neon. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you can get a decent car for $20 a day.
Yeah.
If you get it in advance, go to Hotwire.
I just need a booster seat for her, you know. And then we got to drive to Houston.
Oh, so yeah, that's going to be.
I need a car.
That's going to be the fun trip right there, dog.
That's two. That's San Antonio, that's 2.5-3 hours.
The holiday season.
That's a trip I have to drive I haven't made in ages.
The most ages. Wonderful time of the year.
Drive up to Houston. Holler at Troy, unless he decides to drive to San Antonio.
I ain't doing none of that shit. I'm calling my mother.
Get on a plane to come back.
Merry Christmas. Calling my sister.
See, they usually come
Merry
here.
Merry Christmas.
Which is great.
I'm doing none of that shit.
Gotta go there.
Do some portraits for y'all, man, next time.
Not happy about it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you see that picture I did? Shout out to Russ Green. I did his show.
By the way, we'll have two more emails for Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see
including one from James. By the way, James will do your email Thursday, and Joe also.
Oh, his partner?
Joe about the Redskins. And James.
But that's good because we could talk about the Redskins again.
James just tweeted us.
Nothing to say about the Redskins.
James just tweeted us.
Oh, you'll like it.
Thank you for the grapefruit pointer. It's going down tonight.
Going down tonight.
We watched the Grapefruit Lady again.
Watched the Grapefruit Lady
again. Is he sticking his dick in the grapefruit?
No, she...
Look at the flick of the wrist.
She does a blowjob.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
Oh.
She does a flick. Look at the flick of the wrist.
Look at the flick of the wrist. Where's she from? Jamaica or something?
Oh, no. Just, that shit is,
oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's a classic video.
Classic at this point.
I've heard about it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, the classic.
The figure eight.
Oh, you
eight.
Haven't been here when we've watched
it. We've watched it a couple of times.
Figure eight.
I think Herbie was here once. Herbie
knew about it.
Her name is Angel.
Look at that. Look at her wrist.
Sex black. Techniques. Yeah, she's black.
Older black lady.
I saw a meme that said it was a white chick, a little goth white girl with a goth white guy. Say, hey, look, you could either be with this dude and slitting his wrists, and then the other picture is like it's a black dude who's laying on his back and they're in the park. That's
her. Yeah.
They're laying on the back in the park and she's laying up, or you could be with him flicking his wrists. What you gonna do?
Flicking the wrist.
Look at the flicking the wrist. it's your choice. What you gonna do? The choice is yours.
So we're going to go from that to Paris?
We got to talk about Paris, man. We got no choice. Oh, thank you for your emails. Be sure to review us on iTunes. Listen.
iTunes and Stitcher.
We are tired of being irrelevant.
We're tired. What?
Okay. We're just tired of being irrelevant.
I was supposed to say that.
The tens of fans, you know, Shannon, Gregorio, Triple E, Rod, Black Guy Who Tips, Karen, Black Guy Who Tips. You know, our new listeners, Greg and his wife.
James.
Where am I getting Greg?
That's his last name.
James Greg, excuse me. James. And his wife, you know.
What is she sucking on? A grapefruit?
A 10-inch dildo. She put 9 inches down
and
her throat.
And she's got a grapefruit. She's working up and down. Wow,
look at the flick of the wrists. Look at him. Tanya Wyman, you know, with
T-Y.
Yeah, we got our fans. That's fine. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. But
we would do this to all of you if we could.
Y'all got to start reviewing us now. Y'all got to review us.
And they already do.
Those of you who have reviewed us, we appreciate it. Our new people that are coming in.
By the way, we have gotten some new. We've gotten some new reviews on iTunes lately.
Yes, review us.
We're up to like 80-some reviews.
Okay.
I'm tired of being irrelevant, man. We are too good to be irrelevant. Let me just say it like that. We're too good.
And we're very humble about that.
Yes, we are. We are. We're very humble about it.
You know, we just take what we can get, and we're just happy.
We're just happy to be here.
To be happy, you know.
Well, fuck that. You can run them jewels if you want. Fuck that.
We're just enjoying the journey.
Fuck that.
That we're on right now.
You know, so just give, you know, just do what you do.
The journey.
Hit us with a review when you
We got the tip jar open on our website.
Oh, yeah, we got a few more of those. I got to figure out how to disperse those with everybody.
Go to the website, and
what's the percent? We got to figure out our percentages.
And drop a few bucks in the tip jar.
It's just PayPal us at 3 guys on a Gmail.
Yeah, just PayPal us.
Yeah.
I've said before.
Not
listen,
selling
we get
anything.
We get 1,000. We go well over 1,000 listens for every podcast. Well over 1,000, which means we pull about 10,000 in a month. If each of you gave $1.
Well, we don't want to tell them the numbers.
I don't mind.
Well, the stats are on
how,
our.
You know how we do with our fans. We're so behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain doing
this
that.
This is like PBS when they're like, where else can you get great programming like this? Yeah. We're
so
going to fade out of that.
Y'all just gave 50 cents, you know. Hey, trust, it would help.
Yeah.
Get my wife off my ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I have, I mean, I can get some of that money out if you want. We can split it. I got to take the cut for the web hosting because
no,
that's,
we got to look at, we got to look for things to spend the money on, spend the money towards.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Podcast.
Just stuff that we need to do.
Video cast.
Do we need
a video cast?
I wouldn't mind
doing
it.
Do think people need to see?
I wouldn't mind
because
doing
that would leave it.
Just for the fun of it.
That would leave the parrot or the.
I know. We could.
Meerkat completely.
You know what we need if you want to order something. Order
obsolete.
Something to clip the phones on
not
to.
Obsolete.
And to.
Oh, like a phone stand.
Yeah, order that
what do you
off
mean?
Of
those
Amazon.
Are easy.
Just
yeah.
the phones. I went to.
I got like five of those.
I went to Best Buy to get one. They were like, "We don't have that."
No, Best Buy doesn't have that shit.
The things that clip the phone into.
Yeah, but you
for
can
what
tie
to
it
record?
To yeah.
Yeah, Target.
So
has
like,
those.
I got those.
So like we got that. We can set it in the corner and just.
Yeah,
just
I got Meerkat. Those.
You got those? Okay.
Yeah, I got like four of them.
Well, if you were around and I had seen you,
oh,
I could have
well,
done
well,
this.
You know, maybe just let me know and I just
trying to raise a daughter.
Trying to record an album.
Trying to record an album.
Yeah, so I mean that stuff like that.
I've been good at raising a daughter.
Web hosting and shit like that. I had to get my website up and running again. I reached out to Tanya. Tanya's like, I'm not good with that shit.
What did you have to do?
I just need to get it up and running again. Better. I want to redesign.
Yeah.
Talked to my punk-ass cousin about doing it. He's a computer guy. He's like, I don't know.
I'm kind of busy.
Come on, man. Just because you work in MD Anderson and you help cancer patients? Come on, man. Help your cousin, punk-ass.
Yeah, priorities,
people
man.
People want money, man.
Help your cousin, man.
People want money. So
you know, y'all's websites are up and running, so I got to get mine back.
Yeah,
up.
I actually updated mine for the first time
mine
in forever.
Mine came down. I got to get it back up.
Somebody,
maybe I could attach my blog to it and start writing
somebody
more.
Somebody redid mine.
Yeah. Man, dude, I'm going to do that shit.
Redid.
So that's it. Pay your tithes. Come on back.
Or just keep listening and
be
you
sure
know,
to,
feel guilty about not
yeah,
giving us anything.
Be sure to text us. Be sure to email. You know we love emails. Email us. We're tired of being irrelevant. Let's talk about Paris Sachet.
Paris Sachet, local comedic hero.
Yeah, Paris is a
the champ.
I don't know if that's her real name, if that's the name she.
Well, the
with.
GoFundMe, the first name is Paris, and there's a the person who wrote the description. Right. The last name is different. So Paris, okay. I guess, is her real name.
So Paris, I have met Paris all of two times.
I've met her a few times.
I liked her.
I've done shows with her.
I did not like her. I liked her, which I mean, let me tell you something. Y'all know me. If I didn't like her.
Who doesn't like
I'm
her?
I'm not going to not say
well,
that I didn't like no,
there's one
like
guy
her.
That didn't.
I like her. She's funny. I thought I found her funny. We put her on our show. I found
she's
her funny.
Funny.
I was like, yeah, she's funny.
Funny.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's a cute girl. She was leaving a show in D.C.
See, I don't know the whole
like
story.
Last,
I don't know the story. I just
she was
know
just
what
leaving
happened.
A show, walking to her car. Five dudes try to holler, which is normal.
Five dudes try to
was
holler.
Was it five?
At
Well, five jumped on her. I don't know how many tried to do the hollering.
So they tried to holler. And
hey,
then,
girl, what you doing? And she was like, nope, and just kept walking. Mm-hmm. And they beat the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm. No, what happened was they shoved her to the ground. Yeah. She hit her head on the ground.
Well, I thought they beat on her. They didn't kick on her like that?
Well, I'll talk to Russ, I think, about it.
Oh, okay, okay.
She hit her head on the ground.
Yeah, because the newspaper had them beating on her.
Well, they attacked her, and she got injuries as a result of the attack. She was knocked out, so who knows what happened after that. But she broke her nose, fucked up
chipped
a few teeth. Bruising, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. And she set up a GoFundMe, which that was the first thing. She set up a GoFundMe. And then, like, two
because
days later...
a lot of comics, she probably got no insurance, no money.
Well, and she only asked for $2,000, which, I mean, she's already gotten more than that.
Good.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like $1,000 a tooth if you need new teeth.
So, listen, look up Paris Sachet, S-A-S-H-A-Y, Paris.
On GoFundMe.
Sachet, GoFundMe, and reach out to her. These guys attacked her for no reason at all because she was... What, because she said no? I don't even know. She didn't speak to him.
That's
so
exactly
what
it was.
She just ignored him, so I guess that's no, and they just attacked her.
Well, then luckily the news got involved, local D.C. Because then there's a story arc because she was scheduled to do the D.C. Improv open mic Thursday.
For the first time.
Which is a kind of a rite of passage for young comics in D.C. Because it's a selective open mic.
I mean, it's not any big deal to us veteran comics, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's a big deal.
There's a humble, guess. There's a humbleness coming out.
You know.
I guess it's whatever.
I'm actually trying to get back on that motherfucker. Trying to get back on that motherfucker.
I was actually scheduled. I was supposed to be on. Well, he asked me to do this one, but I was booked in Easton, Maryland. But it's for younger comics.
I got the spot. Yeah, I did the spot.
I did it the month before. I'm trying
to get your spot.
Trying to get
I
back
think
on.
I'm going to do November. But the younger comics who are still trying to break into the improv, that's like a big
deal.
Yeah,
you got to get in there.
So right before.
And do well.
Right before
her
spot.
Doing new material.
Who did new material? Do we want to say? Okay, you don't want to say.
Just fuck around up there.
Just gonna go
some new shit.
See what happens.
We'll call him Calf.
No, don't do that.
Rooper. Calf Rooper.
You mean okay?
Rooper, who runs a show at DFR.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Who does new shit on their CD recording?
Me and Conroy were like, really, man? Me and Conroy both were like, really, man? That's your plan.
You just going to run up with some new stuff? Never been here before? Never been booked?
Conroy did this. I said, hey, John, how you think about doing new material? Conroy went, oh. It's the equivalent of me going like this.
But you know what, though? Even with you two doing that, I know this person. He still went up there and did those new jokes.
Cause he just said in passing. I was like, "Are you want to do what?" Okay, man.
Because if you're
you
a young
know, Allison's
comic,
here.
That's a de facto.
The
audition.
Person that books the show is here. Right?
It's, you know, it's the closest you can get to a legit audition at the club.
Yeah,
because
you're auditioning for the club.
You're auditioning for the club. You're auditioning.
Yeah. We're not because we're
for
veterans, but
the club. That means that you come out with the jokes, and or stage presence that you think, will be. Oh, you brought with stage presence,
yeah. Even Conroy was auditioning.
They
He's
want
the guy
jokes.
Who should be there.
They want jokes
regularly.
Well,
regularly.
For Paris,
yeah, this was her moment.
This is
and
her
it,
first.
It was
time.
Jeopardized because she now was
two
like,
days before.
Yeah, a couple
took
days
a beating.
Before
she caught a beating.
So the news got involved because I guess the story made the local got the attention of local news. So she got on Channel 4 and Channel 5 and all these things.
Did you watch the one when she was right out of the hospital? She was like in front of the hospital.
Yeah.
They shouldn't interview like that because she was high as a kite.
Was she? Was she gone?
Painkillers. I could see it. And her eyes and stuff like that. I was like, oh, she's high.
She was like, what are all these colors?
Interview her
this
now.
Is so
no,
crazy.
I said painkillers because they're opiates. Just slow you down, dog. It's just so.
Yeah, it was a really tough attack.
I'm gonna be there.
Anyway,
the show must go on. A lot of cliches.
Did she say that?
The show must go
on.
It's not her fault.
That.
She just, she was high.
This probably article saying that about her. She's
her family was probably saying that to the show is going to go on,
baby.
Baby.
We
ain't
going to
let these motherfuckers.
We ain't going to let them win.
This article from Fox 5 in D.C. said, so far she has already had two root canals and two new crowns placed on her front teeth. The bill has set her back $3,000. And
good
that's still, I mean, that's not done yet. So. Mm-hmm. So the GoFundMe, even though it's already raised whatever she asked for originally, she might have upped it, but good. Keep giving because she asked for less than she needs. She was being humble. Some people are humble.
Ted just put a picture of some people. Ted just put a picture of him and Judah marching up 6th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they're marching for.
Uh-oh.
Probably some anniversary of another march.
Some
a lot of marches are just anniversaries of other marches.
Probably.
Like or the Million Man March.
Or something bad that happened.
Occupy Wall Street, they do an anniversary march for that.
For that.
They did a Selma anniversary march. A lot of marches are just like, hey, this is just because there was another march once. So, yeah, we got nothing new on this.
Chad hit us with an oh, hells yeah, an OG 3GO show. Yeah, we're OG, baby. I put the pictures up on Facebook.
Yeah.
OG 3GO show.
Well, yeah. Proud of Paris.
Listen.
She did.
Contributed her GoFundMe.
So the show already happened.
Come down.
How did she do?
I didn't see it.
She wasn't high. Right?
I wasn't there early enough.
I would assume that the painkillers ain't no. They're not to be fucked with.
Right. But I don't think she went on stage like all slow and.
Yeah.
Drooling and shit. Right?
I heard she did well, but you know.
I heard she did well too.
Yeah.
I talked to Russ about it because Russ was on that show too.
Yeah, Russ was on the show. I saw the picture.
Russ on the show too, yeah.
Russ with his blazer on.
Yeah, with a little
brown
blazer.
Belt.
Yeah.
A little
brown
blazer.
Ass belt.
Little brown belt.
Yeah, it was a smart business cash.
Russ Green, Russ Green is a deacon.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a Baptist church deacon. Yeah.
I got a new headshot from his show, though. I'm going to use that picture as a headshot.
Yeah, he has a lot of...
Because he brought a pro crew out to shoot pictures.
Well, wait a minute. Was it the girl in a...
It's a girl.
But also Tommy Taylor or just her?
Well, Tommy was there, but this girl, it's her thing.
Okay, she was taking pictures again.
I don't want to say this girl.
Some girl.
What is her name? I saw her pictures too.
Give her her props.
This was the show on 8th Street, right?
Yeah, his new one at Impala. I'm doing it in November.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. November 11th. See that picture? It's a good picture, man.
Yeah, she took good pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know what she used.
That's your profile picture now?
Yeah, but I'm going to use this as a headshot. Yeah, I'm really thinking about using it as a headshot now. Anyway, back to Paris. Listen, support, contribute to her GoFundMe because, you know, however much money she gets, she's going to need more.
Yeah.
Right.
Because dental work ain't cheap.
No.
Because they're like, that's cosmetic.
No.
Once they throw cosmetic at you, that's it. You're paying. I know. Trust me.
Because cosmetic doesn't get covered.
Yeah. Cosmetic is not covered
at all. You don't need your teeth.
Yeah.
So we're not going to cover that shit.
Yeah. In the meantime, no one on earth hires somebody with fucked up teeth. That never happens.
Right.
You want an interview with fucked up teeth, you're in trouble.
What?
You better have a stellar personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Trust me. I know.
Yeah. A stellar I know, too.
Finale is off the hook.
I know, too.
I've almost been let go multiple times. Yeah. That's been in the we're about to let you go speech, but we're probably going to keep you. They go,
Why are you talking to me? That's what I always ask. Well, why are we talking?
Yeah.
We don't need to have any.
This is a warning. Like, we would let you go, but we just like your personality. It's so great.
We don't like your mouth. Literally, the teeth in your mouth.
Literally.
Not your attitude. We just don't like your actual mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are. This is what Meerkat does. Well. They send you the thing on your. They sent me. I just got the buzzing. And Andy's been getting all this time.
Yeah.
Three guys on. You had 70 comments and 80 viewers.
Damn, 70 comments.
And 80 viewers. I'm sorry, 7 comments.
Oh, okay.
80 viewers. They send you a thing and then you want a recording of the thing. Then you put it to your library.
Nice.
Oh, and now James, Greg, and Pepper, Joy, Gregs are now having sexy talk back and forth.
Are they tagging us in their talk?
Yes. They're like, thanks for the great pointer. You saw that one.
Yeah,
it's going down tonight. Review email will follow. Holla. And then here comes Pepper. And you better drink all your water today, sir. #hydrate hydrate. I'm like, y'all, really? You going to have the sexy talk?
Uh-huh. Guys, they're very public.
On our shit.
They're very public.
We know y'all love each other. That's great.
You're married.
That's great. That's great. We support this. We really do.
Just tweet back, get a room.
Yeah, I'm about to. Yeah, here we go.
You too.
# get a room.
So we're going to talk about Lamar Odom or is he?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we talked about it last week, mm-hmm. Lamar.
He was still in a coma at that point, I think.
Yeah. The thing about it is that, you know, I think they say he had 12 strokes.
That's the
fuck with that.
That's what Gawker said.
The cats from the Hater Nation. Shout out to Hater Nation, the podcast I've done a number of times. Good dudes. they were saying how, they don't fuck with their herbal Viagra. I'm like, well, you can fuck with it, but how about you don't take 20 of them, motherfuckers?
Well, he's really big
Viagra.
Guy.
You know,
it's that 7-Eleven Viagra.
It's just that 7-Eleven Viagra.
Does it work? Why would you use 7-Eleven Viagra?
Maybe that's why he was popping 20. Like, I need to.
Why would you use 7-Eleven Viagra?
At least go to Wawa. Right? Or Sheets.
Wait, what are you doing, man? 7-Eleven? Have you seen the bananas in 7-Eleven? Those are the freshest fucking bananas.
I eat bananas
I've ever
at 7-Eleven
seen
pretty much every morning. Do you know how much you got to pick through
to find a good one?
A good one. You moving bananas. Just, God damn. Do you have some bananas in the back I can take a look at?
What make them decide to sell bananas at 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven sells just random shit.
They have
it's a good snack.
Crispy Kreme.
Shit. Bananas are a good snack.
They are a good snack, but it's weird to have it at a fucking convenience store.
And you can get two for a dollar.
And you can
by
get
the
two
way.
For a fucking dollar. Like,
two
that's
dollar.
Creepy.
Or one for 78 cents.
Where are you getting these bananas from?
78 cents for one?
One.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Or two for a dollar.
Just pay another 22 cents.
Give me two.
Get another banana out
but
of it.
Just
deal.
Give me two.
Yeah.
You want potassium that much? You going to fucking 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
You going to get some herbal Viagra too? So you
here's my
muscles.
Early breakfast in the morning because I got a 6 a.m.
Lamar Odom might have gotten some shit from China on the internet.
Yeah.
We
don't know.
Mm-hmm. But that's worse
we're
than
7-Eleven. We're assuming it's 7-Eleven.
We're hoping it's 7-Eleven.
Might have got some shit that's got ground up yak in it. Yak balls or some shit like that. You know? Here's the thing. I'm. Everybody's making the joke. People try to get mad at Chris Rock because Chris Rock actually put the joke up out of he's the first guy
unsourced
to,
meme
that
poster
hookers,
Chris Rock
that
hookers and drugs
saved his marriage. Yeah, you know. So
is
he
married?
He put that up.
He's still technically married to Chloe because the
which,
divorce
now the divorce has been
it
stopped.
Takes so long in California. It's still like a couple more months before it would go through the courts and be finalized.
So the divorce has been stopped because now she's like.
I love you again.
Well, I don't. Here's the thing. I've talked about this before because you watched the show.
Isn't she with
you?
They put that on hold.
Troy
French Montana.
I said it.
James Harden.
It was James Harden. I said it, and Troy credited me. My cousin Troy credited me. I heard it on Three Guys On. I said, you know how I feel for it? James Harden. Cause this shit is over, son. He don't. He's rapping and
he
shit.
Was,
he don't care. He knows the deal.
Don't care about that.
But
girl,
I was like,
man.
This shit's over, man.
He the, just
what
mad.
Little burgeoning relationship y'all had stopped.
He just mad. He would be. If anything, he would just be mad. Like, hey, boy, I got a big ass.
He probably hit her. He probably hit her with that. Listen.
You take care
you
of
go
your
ahead
kid.
Go.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Bitch, I'm the king of Houston.
Do what you,
I'm the king of Houston.
Yeah, he is a king.
You can't even cut up a chicken anyway.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian can't cut. She would be the one who could cut up a chicken in
she
that family.
Cook.
She can't cook, but she would be the one.
She can't cook
she
the chicken.
She can't cook. She can cook compared to those other.
The other two useless asses.
Kate. Yeah.
Useless giant asses.
Useless giant asses.
Useless big giant assless.
But
asses.
I remember watching their show pulling for them. Like, they seem like they're a love motherfucker, but you in love with a junkie.
Yeah.
And you hear his background, you're like, this dude, man, he's been through it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just been through it.
So, so she has been apart from him for a long time.
Yeah, but they do that shit. Like, they.
No, I'm talking about with the divorce.
It's
the only reason they're not divorced is because it's a technicality, right?
Yeah.
So they've been split, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's with James Harden. Right, and so they seem to have a good relationship, as far as we know. They have a relationship up until, like, a week and a half ago, and she's like, "Oh, I'm done with you, James, for a while. Let's put this on hold." Now I love Lamar again.
No, here's what you're missing. She never stopped loving Lamar. Just couldn't love a crackhead.
Oh, she was embarrassed.
She just couldn't love a crackhead. And I don't blame her. You can only go so far with a crackhead. That's what DL was talking about. You can only go so far with a crackhead. At some point you gotta I gotta be done with this.
That's she married funny. She married a crackhead.
After 2 weeks.
Because
she has that
so
she also has
into
that
shit.
She also has that female ego of I can change him.
Yeah,
I can stop this.
That's a female ego. That's
I can make this. He'll change for me,
right?
You know,
right? I'm better than crack.
Yeah, you can change.
No,
for
you're not.
Me. I'm like, no, he's a junkie. a junkie with a
stop.
High athletic ability.
He's not doing it because he likes the feeling of the
drug. Yeah, he don't like the shit.
He's doing it because he has no other options.
Yeah. And he like it. He's self-medicating. The dude has a lot of pain in his life. Yeah. You know, so I hope they, you know, good luck. I hope they make it. They're not.
They ain't going to make it.
But I hope they do. But they're not. But I hope they do.
Hope you guys do well. You
but they're not.
It, but okay.
No, but it's that thing where she's there's the sympathy and all that, and she's back into him for that reason. You know, that's why nurses fall in love with their patients. Same shit.
Yeah.
He's had 12 strokes, apparently, and his kidneys are shot. According to TMZ.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he's probably having many strokes. But, I mean, she's there, you know, so good on her. She was down for him before, even when they were on the show. And they were like, you're going to end the show because he got traded to Dallas. You're going to move to Dallas? She was like, yeah, bitch. I'm moving to Dallas.
With a crackhead?
With a crackhead.
Yeah. Well, I'm in love with a crackhead.
They didn't know he was a crackhead at that point.
She knew. She knew.
She may have known.
She knew he was a crackhead.
Yeah. He may have played it off like, oh, only do this.
She knew that he had a bad relationship. Here's another thing. Me and Aaron were talking about this. She tried to
EJ.
Yeah, she tried to hook him and his father back up. He was like, "I don't want to talk to him."
Oh yeah, she kept trying to.
She kept pushing.
That's the reason why he was. Yeah, he stayed away. Probably
finally he talked to her on the. He talked to him on the phone, and she was like, "Oh shit, this is not good." I'm like, "Yeah, bitch, because you had two good daddies in your life.
So
now you got two good mamas in your life.
Right.
Okay,
well,
so
we don't
you think that." You should have a relationship with your dad.
I don't think the other mom was that good.
He's trying to keep his dad, trying to give his dad the push jab.
Yeah. And Lamar's like, I don't want to talk to that crackhead.
Trying to keep him away.
Mm-hmm. One crackhead in my family, that's me.
Because he was pissed. He was like, I don't want to talk to him. No, Lamb, you need to talk to him. Me and Aaron were talking about that, you know. Because that's what,
you have no perspective, bitch.
Yeah, you had good daddies.
Stop it.
There are other people who don't get this.
Other people don't have. Some people get medium daddies.
Yeah.
But, you know, her perspective is.
They feel, you know, a certain way. She loves her daddies.
Yeah.
But her perspective is one day your daddy's going to die and you're going to wish you had him around.
Yeah.
I know because my daddy died.
No, I'm not.
No.
My daddy died.
Yeah, exactly. You called him your daddy. Mm-hmm. I just called him that nigga.
Charles.
Is that his name or was it James?
I don't know.
Charles sounds hard, though.
Yeah.
Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Charles coming over this weekend to take you to his house.
Lamar, call me Chucky, man. No, Charles. This is very formal.
Charles coming over to take you to his house. Oh, shit. I don't want to go to Charles, mama.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
What's going on, boy? Spend a couple days with Charles.
Call me Charlie. Come on.
Oh, Charlie. Shit.
Charles, can I go back home now, Charles? You
know, I hope that they... they're not, but...
Maybe Lamar could bond with his father over drugs.
She got his daddy there. He came out.
Because he's a drug addict, right? Yeah. They could have that
came
in common.
Out and get together.
He had on jean shorts.
Yeah, he did.
Well, okay.
And Tim, did you see the picture?
I saw the picture.
Jean shorts and Tim's. When you see that, crackheadedness is not
too
far behind.
He's like 55 years old.
Yeah. I'm like, you crackheadedness. I told Tim this yesterday, speaking of 55. I saw a brother 55. He had to be about 55, 60. Last night, parking my car to go over into the recording. Yeah. He had to be 55, 60. He was just dressed normal.
Right.
He had on jeans, nice sweater, little bow tie. He was skateboarding.
All right.
He was just riding
down.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
See, skateboarding has been around long enough.
55-year-old
bones
don't heal
skateboarders.
Don't heal good. Mm. And he was skateboarding with Tim's on. I was like, is that...
So part of that ensemble is stolen.
Yeah.
Maybe all of it.
Either the skateboard
or the Tim's.
Probably
he didn't look homeless.
Yeah,
he's still a thief.
He stole
something.
Yeah.
Something was stolen.
And then the homeless dude was, I went to park and there was a homeless guy standing in a parking spot trying to wave me in.
Oh, he wants a dollar?
I don't want to deal with him. I drove to the next block. I was like, I don't want to deal with him.
He's talking shit about you still.
Yeah. I was like,
fuck that dude, man.
I don't want to deal with him.
Have y'all seen the stolen bike prank?
No, what is that?
Ties a bike to a tree.
Oh, yeah, in the hood.
And in the hood.
Yeah.
Have you noticed those videos pop up a lot where white people are fucking with people in black
people? Yeah,
because
they think it's some safari shit. And every time I watch and they get their ass kicked, I'm like, good.
And they get their ass beat.
What the fuck you get?
Hey, good. We're going to do a slap we're going to do the slap games. It's two little young white boys. And then the black dudes slap them. And then they go, dude, it was just a prank. A joke.
Slap them in the next year.
It's a joke, man.
Yeah. I'm like, good.
And then
every
the comments
it,
are all,
good.
This is what black people are also violent.
Yeah.
It is racists.
They're not violent. Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah.
They're not baiting black people to steal bikes. They're baiting racists to comment on the video. Yeah. That's what they're doing. It's like those bait car, they had that bait car TV show for a while where it was like, you know, a car was like locked itself and the thief couldn't get out and the cops would just sit like a block away and wait. And they would always do it in certain areas, and then you see all these black dudes get busted for stealing cars.
Yeah.
It's just same shit, but with just a YouTube channel. Like, dude, we're going to bait black people
into
being violent.
These black people live in a whole different world than you live in.
Yeah.
And in this world, violence is real, bitch. It ain't like your world where there's no street violence.
Well, let's be
violence
honest.
It's real, bitch. Ask Pear Sachet. Violence is real.
Go to fucking Panera Bread.
Right. Yeah.
And mess with people there. Do the same shit.
Yeah.
It's not as funny. They're all in the hood.
It's not as funny. It has to be in the hood.
Hey, guys, we're here in the hood.
Oh, it's funny to me.
It's your boy. I'm here in the hood.
Watching these dudes get their asses kicked. I'm like, good. I ain't going to stop till one of them gets killed.
That's part of the video. Because then that just causes more people on YouTube to hate black people.
Yeah.
You know, so watching this dude get his ass kicked actually has the wrong effect.
Yeah,
they already hate him.
I agree with Tim. They're already there.
They already hate him.
Yeah. Fucking beat their ass.
It's just one more.
They didn't need those videos to hate black
people. Beat their ass.
I wasn't racist, so I watched hood pranks.
Yeah, I watch hood pranks. Now I'm racist. Yeah. You know, I mean, this ignorant shit. We were talking about Chloe Lamar. This is Powerball winner. This fucking...
Nope.
We talked about her before.
Which Powerball?
She's from like North Carolina or
something. She won a Powerball. She won over $100 million after taxes.
She got about 30.
No, she got, it was a good amount of money.
No, I wasn't trying to guess.
Oh,
I looked it up. It's about 30.
Was it 30?
She won a huge.
It's about 30. $100 million?
Excuse me, I got
39.
She won 188.
188.
Oh, she won 188.
She walked away with 88.
She walked away with 88.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. I thought you meant, yeah.
But she was dating a dude named Hot Sauce.
Hot, yeah.
What? No, wait a minute. What? For real?
Yeah.
His name was Hot Sauce for real.
That's his nickname. His first name is Lamar.
Oh.
Lamar Andre McDowell.
Lamar.
Oh, my
otherwise
God.
Known as Hot Sauce.
A.K.A.
Hey, call me Hot Sauce.
A.K.A. Oh, a Benz to him is just a car. She keeps bailing him out of jail.
So what is their relationship?
What's the over-under?
Do
this is her
kids?
Man. This is her man.
They have kids together?
She's a cute girl.
And he looks like a fella.
Yeah.
she's a cute girl.
$88 million. Let's ask ourselves, what's the over-under on her spending up $88 million?
No. Well, what's the over?
Years. What's the over-under? What are we giving it? 5 years? You can run through $88 million
less.
In 5 years.
No.
This article
with
says.
Him, you can. Yeah. That's what I'm adding to it. What other problems does? That's one family member.
Yeah. Oh.
That's just one family member.
Didn't she fund his rap album?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was when the first one we found out. The first one was that she was funding his rap album. She had bailed him out, and she was funding his rap album.
What
right.
did she fund? Did she even know how to
she bought studio him, time?
Bought him some studio time. He came at her. Come on, girl, listen. I'm gonna get this rap game thing now. Now you got this money. I can get the studio time, and
wow.
I can get this rap thing on.
He gonna kill that girl
on par, and then you know I can just take us where we need to be. What you funded me, you know, we can get where we want to be. We can get where we're gonna go. It's me and you, girl. I'm taking you to the top.
I'm changing my name to Hot Fire.
Come on.
Hey Lamar, you gonna lay this shit down? Tell that bitch to hurry up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us this money.
Yeah. Here come Lamar with his wrath. Hip, hop, hip, hip. Come on, man.
This dude, what's Lamar's first album? What's his first song? What's the first song called?
Yeah. What's the first song?
Does he have a YouTube presence?
I got a sponsor.
Does he have like flyers? You know those goofy ass flyers you see at barbershops and shit?
Of course he does.
Yeah, those flyers.
Of course he does.
We're going to be at Club Love. On Saturday. It's Thursday.
You should have told us 2 weeks ago. Of course he's got.
The booker's mad. You guys didn't sell out. I think you sold 4 tickets. And they're all
Lamar.
That you brought your children.
Perhaps you try a little harder next time.
My bitch will buy this club.
Man, fuck this shit, man. I'll buy the tickets right now. My bitch will buy the tickets right now.
My bitch will buy this club.
Well, that's why he's racking up all these gun and drug charges, because
he has money to buy guns.
Well, he can't make money off rap. So he's got to be a criminal.
He's still a criminal.
Yeah, here's the thing. You don't got to be a criminal.
What is he? What is he
Your
going
woman's
to jail
got
for?
$88 million in the bank. Well,
what is like he going to jail for?
Like 80 now. She's blown eight of it on you, I'm sure.
See, that's the thing about crime.
More than that.
See, you still have to be good at crime.
Yeah.
You can't just be a criminal.
$10,000 bond.
He just fucked up.
Heroin.
Always a heroin addict or a dealer?
On heroin trafficking charges, trafficking.
Oh.
Afterwards, he was arrested for having marijuana and a gun on him in the home he shares with Holmes in July.
He should just leave.
$6 million bond.
Oh.
He was formally charged with gun possession when taken in a week. She has spent $9 million to free Dowd during the summer.
Wow.
Holmes spoke out against
Must
people
a
who had
album.
A problem with her and her man, the way she spends her money. Quoting, y'all need to be worried about is y'all's money and not how I spend mine. This is benefiting y'all how? And he's no drug dealer user, but who are y'all to judge anybody? He's a drug dealer.
He's a drug dealer and a user.
I would definitely pray for y'all because it's much needed. They talked about Jesus, so I'm not surprised y'all talk about me. Oh, they talked about Jesus, so you comparing yourself to Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
That's what drug dealers do.
Yeah.
They talk crazy.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
I bought a lottery ticket just the other day, and I was, you know, when you buy the lottery ticket, when it gets up like $100 million, $120 million, and you buy the
that's
one lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And then you do the, when you ride in your car for 20 minutes, and you do the fantasizing for like 20 minutes, how are you going to spend the money?
How are you going to spend the money?
A good 5 minutes of that was, how am I going to fend off piece of shit relatives?
Oh, who real
come,
easy
who
for
come
me.
Out of the woodwork.
Real easy for old Tim. They all live in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. How do I fend
gonna
them off?
I'm going to talk to... I don't
mine are all
understand
over the
place. It. I don't understand how people have a problem with that.
Oh, I don't.
I will easily tell people.
Here's what you
don't ask me for shit.
Here's what you got
to
do.
Love you to death. Haven't talked to you in years. Don't try to run up on me now, dog. Get the fuck out of my face.
Hey, Tim, remember me?
For
remember
me, it's
hey,
it's,
hey, hey. Yo, son. What do you want?
For me,
I got
it's,
a new album.
You know that public,
nope.
that public
got
thing where you stand
you.
And you hold up the big check?
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
That's the
you,
problem.
You have to hire somebody. Yeah. Can you can do that, right?
Some,
can't you
no,
hire?
No, some, states, see, some states.
You see, we've thought about this extensively. I thought about that, too. How the fuck am I going to hide this from my family
how do I hide
if I go
it?
On TV and I'm like, nah, I'm so happy. I want all that money. I'm so happy.
Don't do that.
Be a damn.
You have no choice.
Be a damn slave.
There's gotta be a way around
no,
that.
Some
I say I was happy I wanted money. She says
some states require
Virginia does.
Some states you can be anonymous, some states you have to be public because it's all public funds.
They have to they have to see where the money went.
And then
went.
They trot you out and take that picture with the big check.
Right.
So
damn.
That's why these people get in the paper. It's like, you know, a James Watson from such and such state just won $200 million. It's because it's public information. So you can't hide it. I don't know if it's certain jackpot amounts trigger that. Like if you win $1,000, it's private, obviously. But if you win the big jackpot, you can't just not show up for the big check thing, or otherwise you don't get all the money.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they take out? I wonder.
I don't know.
Shit.
That's contingent on you showing up and getting your picture taken.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck that.
So you can't.
Fuck. Because I was already like, listen, like we gonna win. To his man, like we actually gonna win some shit.
No, because
like, I would be like, listen.
Send a lawyer out
tell
there.
My, yeah, tell my immediate family.
My client has decided
to not
show up for this stupid shit because he does not want you to know about his.
Tell my immediate family.
Apparent running of the world.
You just tell anybody in the family that. First of all, don't tell them nothing. Second,
if they ask.
Just tell them that I came into a little money.
Don't tell them shit.
Don't tell them nothing.
I can't tell my family that.
Came into a little inheritance, and I've already spent the shit.
Nope. I can't tell them
now
that.
I'm in the process of spending it.
My family are, they are.
We all got wolves.
Lovely people.
They're wolves, man. We got wolves.
Love my family to death.
And you got wolves in the family that would come out of the woodwork?
Well, no, but a lot.
Was that primarily a black thing? Because white folks do it too.
A lot of them, you don't know until it happens.
Yeah.
A long lost relative. You know, some fucking person that you met once.
I know you ain't got to be lost. I know exactly who it is.
But I'm saying there are people you don't know that would also come out.
Well, I'll tell you what. That interview, that thing when they give me the big check, I'm gonna talk so much shit at that. I'm gonna talk mad shit.
I guess you gotta go that way.
Hey man, if I don't know you up to now, don't ask me for money, okay? If I ain't seen you in a few years,
smile for the picture.
Don't ask me for money. They're gonna ask you what? Yeah. Oh, what are you gonna do with the money? I'm gonna spend the shit. What you mean? Why do you ask dumb questions
I'm
like
spend
that?
It.
Let's get some smart questions. Yeah,
and then they put that shit in the paper like Tim is gonna set up a college fund for his daughter.
For his daughter.
Listen, let me
and
talk
maybe
to,
travel a little.
College fund.
Listen, let me talk to you about my rap career.
Yeah.
What rap career is that?
Comedy is over, by the way.
Oh, look at this.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Have you thought about that? Winning the lottery? What happens to comedy?
The grind would probably be over.
And the grind would be over, but the comedy
I don't
wouldn't.
Think the grind would be over. Though.
Comedy wouldn't
I
end.
Think you can still do it.
You
Kevin
do
Hart
it.
Does it.
Yeah, that's true.
Kevin Hart does it.
Look, these two are talking steady shit.
Are you still looking at Twitter?
Pepper and James, they came back. I put hashtag get in room. Pepper came right back. We have one with a memory foam mattress. Hashtag
what?
Living large.
What?
All right. What, they win the lottery or something?
Pepper.
Yeah, it's about to go.
They are getting
down.
It in. Good for them. Good for them. Keep that shit. Keep it spicy up in there. But yeah, comedy is. I think it'll be tough. But who wants to?
It would be. It's just a matter of like.
What would your jokes be about?
Well, like Kevin Hart does. I mean, he'll tell stories about meeting famous people or whatever. Like, because he's so his
tiny.
Jokes reflect his life. If you just won the lottery, who's going to relate to the?
Well, first of all, it don't matter because I'm keeping this shit secret. So I'm living the same fucking life. Buying a bigger house.
It ain't gonna be no secret.
That's how I start thinking about now. How am I gonna spend this money? Buy me a nice. Just buy me. It don't have to be a crazy house. I don't need a crazy house.
I'm gonna buy a lot of houses.
I need three cars.
I'm going to buy a lot of houses. I'm buying.
I need three cars.
I'm getting two cars.
I need three cars. I need a motorcycle. Huh? And then I need to travel. Other than that, I don't need nothing else.
No, Texas houses. No gold chain?
No jewelry.
I'm a little old. I'm a little too old for that now.
No jewelry.
Immediately run out and buy a pit bull. A
couple watches. Yeah, a puppy.
Name your pit bull Dollar.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little too old for that.
Dollar bill. I mean, you're a little.
I definitely would buy maybe a watch, a nice watch.
Jordans, definitely.
Get out of them Target watches and get all the.
I just had a hood. Jordan, I'm getting some motherfucking Jordans. Shit.
You know, buy a car for me, car for the wife, and then a family car. Mm.
Like the big van for the trips,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
The SUV.
Get your daughter a car.
This is what to get. The Mercedes. Do we get? We go all Mercedes. Do we get BMW? What do we do?
I'm doing all businesses.
No, Maybach, man.
After that,
we do Maybach. What do we do?
Isn't hers Maybach?
That's the kind of shit that we think about.
Three or four businesses.
And then you think about,
I will fund that shit.
Think about like I can't go to family reunion no more. Can't pull up in this car.
Yeah, you can.
Can't pull up in this.
No, you rent a Kia.
Just don't say there you go.
Just show up in a Kia.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Just don't say shit.
Yeah.
There's a, well, my family's is strange because there's a, we have the matriarch and no real male. There's a, my aunt is the matriarch after my grandmother passed away and my grandfather is almost 100.
Yeah.
Almost 100, but he's almost 100. So he's sliding out.
He ain't got a whole
he's
lot
not the top guy at this point.
No.
Yeah.
So there's that little weird dynamic. But his daughter, my aunt, she's the number one as far as you know, holding shit together, having family, you know, come together. Her sister is my cousin's mom, and she's the one I wouldn't tell, and
but they're all gonna find out.
They're gonna find out, definitely.
Yeah,
they ain't gonna hear from me.
They ain't gonna hear from me. They gonna hear from other shady. There's some shady ones. My aunt, shady one, and there are some. You know, some of them that'll find out.
I guess you change your number immediately.
Nope.
Just keep the same number. Just block people's phones.
Number. Nope. Just tell them to stop calling or don't. I'm not changing up my life, man.
You
I'm
can
not
numbers.
Doing it.
You can
block numbers, yeah. Or I can just say, yo, don't fucking call me no more, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I don't know you anymore.
You know me. You know I don't fucking around.
What you got to hope is that they don't got anything on you.
I got shit to hide.
From the years, you know what I mean? That they can kind of spring on you and shit like that. Anything. But if they do, so fucking what?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm a fucking millionaire.
Yeah,
now.
But the thing is, though, you got to worry about people getting kidnapped and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I would worry about.
That's another thing about why people am I showing my around. Face? I got kids. Yeah. I don't need to show my face.
Why did that become the thing when you win the lottery? You show your face.
I don't know. They gotta make it public.
Take that picture that's going to be on the internet for the in infinity now.
Especially if you fuck up.
Yeah.
Because they'll keep posting that. Remember this?
Remember this guy?
Remember when you won $300 million?
Now
you're all happy.
He's homeless.
Here's what you said at the time.
Yeah. I'm going to spend all the money. So happy to get that money. I'm going to do the right thing, y'all. I promise y'all. See, this what.
You get a Maybach. You get a Maybach.
That's exactly what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, man. Starting my business.
Hour and a half.
The right way.
See that? Yeah. Then you
the
start
right
off,
way.
Yeah,
I can do that it. Now.
Yeah.
But I would have to go in. I could take out a business loan and start my business now. But guess what?
Yeah.
I don't want
to
do that.
I'd love to be able to just
scary as shit.
Buy a house in Arlington or Alexandria.
Shit.
How much is this? $1.5 million? Here you go. Just here's a check.
$5 million.
$1.5 million.
That's all I would do.
And get out of my presence.
All I would do is Airbnb.
And I would be arrogant with the check. Like I put the check in my fingers and getting the little flick of the wrist.
Here you go.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
Here you go.
Little flick of the wrist with the check. Here,
throw the check out the window. Go get it.
Mr. Miller would like to make a purchase.
They go get it. It's a $1.5 million check. They'll go get it.
No, yeah. I would always go lower than whatever they asked for.
Oh, you dirty.
$1,000 lower. No, I would just go $1,000 lower for whatever they asked for. Oh, 1.5? I'll give you 1.4999.
Look at the flick of the wrist, and then you flick the check out.
I have the check right here. You want to see it? Take a look.
Do you have the taxes money? And flick of the wrist? I got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the taxes.
No, money. That's very funny. All of my people laugh with me.
Hey, you look familiar. Did I see you on television?
I don't think so. No. I don't think you did. You've never seen me.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen Mr. Miller on television.
No, this is all from my podcast donation.
Nobody yells. Nobody yells around me. Everybody keeps the same level of voice. Mr. Miller doesn't yell. I don't think he does.
Yeah, because you can't have that ignorant-ass hype man anymore.
No
that.
Eye contact with Mr. Miller.
He won the lottery.
No eye contact.
Have that dude.
Sorry. Hey, we're going to have to ask you to keep your voice.
Don't look him in the face, please.
Listen, Raheem, you're going to have to leave.
Listen, let me not have you talking around like that around Mr. Miller.
Please. I would just be flicking wrists all day.
He's just temperamental.
Just driving around just buying shit. Mr. Miller would like to make a purchase here in Fairfax. How much would you like to sell the house for?
That's all I would do. Do you want to negotiate yet? No, whatever
I'm
you
I'm not
ask.
Going to negotiate. How much money do you think you should be getting for this house? Mr. Miller would like to offer you this. Okay, thank you very much.
I mean, you have to buy a couple of houses.
Tim just in a car with blacked out windows.
I'm just in the car, looking out the window, just looking at it. Girl, buy that house.
Just for real estate purposes, you got to buy a couple of cars.
No. A couple of cars? A
couple of houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to say how.
Buy a couple of houses.
I'm not buying any cars. Nothing.
Buy some shit in Georgetown.
Mm-mm, I'm leasing.
Yeah.
I'm leasing big black SUVs. Fucking leasing them. What are you buying cars for?
Yeah, that's true.
Waste of money. That money goes.
Yeah.
I'm buying everything I buy will appreciate. Houses and Jordans. Because Jordans appreciate.
That's the moment to get out on. Houses and Jordans.
Houses and Jordans.
Listen, people, come back on Thursday. We'll be here for you. We have a shorter podcast for you on Thursday, but we have some more emails. We got some more lists, top five lists. Maybe Tim will have his. We want to thank you guys for coming in. We want to thank everybody who came out to Tim's recording. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
A stone groove.
I love you. I love you all. Thank you so much.
It was a stone groove. Be on the lookout. Once the CD is done, you
do you have a title yet? Or
I don't have a title yet. I mean, I've been trying to. I had a few.
Let's just call it Tim Miller.
Tim Iller.
that crazy laugh you do in the back.
There's no way to articulate it. You can't write that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The cackle.
Yeah, the cackle.
The Cackle Chronicles.
So you guys come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. Hit us, email us, review us. Drop a few bucks in the tip jar if you're feeling it.
Publicly enjoy each other's company while tagging us on Twitter.
Do that.
Yeah.
We like it.
Set up your sex while we watch.
We like that.
Look on with your back and forth.
Well, you got to record the sex. We don't need that. We got
imagination.
We got plenty of that. Yeah. We got plenty of that online.
We watch from the back. Just looking over the shoulder.
what's going on over there? You know? So come on back and we will be here for you guys. We really appreciate y'all. And we might talk about Kylie Jenner a little bit. I might bring back a joke I used to do. Okay. All right, people. So come on back. We'll be here for you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Who?
Yeah, I'm Tim Miller. And we are three guys on. And we are out. Take your tides. On the crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no job, had second hands, moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land, a young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot, and let's start it like this son, rolling with this one, and that one, pulling out gats for fun, but it was just a dream for the team, who was a fiend, started smoking wools at 16, and running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on ball boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, respect my, a nigga to tech notch, bam, move from the gate now. Cash moves everything around me, cream get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me, cream get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. It's been 22 long hard years, I'm still struggling, survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such.